Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Showers today, lower 70s, partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sun and patchy clouds, breezy mid-70s. On Saturday, sunny around 80. And Sunday, sun and clouds, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, Superintendent of Region 1, Lisa Carter, once again released more information about positive COVID cases in the North Canaan Elementary and Sharon Center School communities. A family member of an elementary student in North Canaan has never been in the building there and has had no close contact within 6 feet or 50 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with staff or students other than the student who resides at the home. A staff member of the affected individual was last in the building Friday when no students were present. There was no close contact. The affected individuals and their family members remain at home in isolation quarantine. A family member of a Sharon Center School elementary student tested positive for COVID-19. That person has never been in the building and has had no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with staff or students other than the student who resides in the home. The affected individual and family members will remain at home in isolation quarantine per CDC preferred guidelines. No need to close classrooms or school at this time. A story by Bridget Ruthman of the Republican American. Luck ran out for a local couple. It wasn't that the $3,000 instant lottery ticket Scott shaped together and claimed as a winner by Michael Jordan April 5th at Connecticut Lottery headquarters wasn't authentic. It was that it had been stolen, a finding that triggered an investigation resulting in the arrest of George and his wife, Maria Fantasia, on charges of first-degree larceny and conspiracy. They're accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of lottery tickets from the Village Market in Gas in Goshen, where they were employed by store owner Mark Greenberg as managers. New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers has ignited concerns for nearly 130,000 unvaccinated staff at hospitals and nursing homes will soon lose their jobs, potentially triggering a workforce crisis as the Delta variant cases surge. The vaccine mandate approved recently by a key Department of Health counsel and Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker also reversed a plan to allow healthcare workers to refuse COVID-19 shots due to religious beliefs. Healthcare workers may still claim limited medical exemptions to the 19 shots, but otherwise they must get the first dose by September 27th. A Zoom official has contacted the town of West Stockbridge about threatening Zoom bombing incident that occurred on Tuesday during a public meeting and vowed to help police catch the offenders. At least one person hacked into a video conference select board meeting targeting the owner of a Vietnamese restaurant, town officials and others with racial slurs and threats. An investigation is in motion, and that the state police investigators also attached to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office are involved. Once again, a reminder, our memorial dedicated to people who died September 11th each year is officially Patriot Day, and it is celebrated at the Church of St. Joseph in North Canaan. They are open for 24 hours September 11th. All people of good faith invited to come, reflect, and pray respectfully at any time. It's a national day of remembrance. There's no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just a quiet place to visit. More information, Patriot Day 9-11-01 Memorial. com. 10:30, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a meeting via Zoom. Sharon Water and Sewer Commission at 7 p.m. There's a food drive-through, free food distribution on Friday, the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our Lady of Hope Parish, 8074 State Route 22 in Copake Falls, New York. Also coming up on Friday, Cornwall Town Hall Players, Ibsen's The Dollhouse at the Town Hall. Town Hall Players, The Dollhouse, guest director Robin Frome, September 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7:30, with a limited attendance of 25, reservations required. Email the Cornwall Town Hall Players at gmail.com. Also on Friday at the Sharon Playhouse, Carrie Louise, a comedian, will be preparing. She just appeared on a new Showtime comedy special called Funny Women of Certain Age. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., the Sharon Playhouse presents the Ravons, a high-energy rock and roll band originally formed to revitalize the music of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They produce and star in two different Buddy Holly tribute shows, as well as a 50s and 60s rock and roll tribute. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Underwriting support for Robinhood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialiinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,031.7. The NASDAQ at 15,286.64, and the S&P 500 at 4514.07. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.